Welcome to the Emmaus Bible Hour. This is a program for the family with an emphasis on finding out what God has to say to us through His Word, the Bible. Drummond, preacher and author, was once asked to address a meeting of a select West End club in London. On his arrival, he found his audience assembled and everything arranged for him to give his message. He commenced his address with these words, "Ladies and gentlemen, the entrance fee into the kingdom of heaven is nothing. The annual subscription is everything." Yes, salvation is a gift from God. And to really live for God costs everything. On this broadcast, we're going to be talking about the life that counts. We remind you that this is Lesson 12 in the course Lessons for Christian Living. If you'd like to know how to get this entire course in book form, have pencil and paper ready at the close of our time together. And you might also keep your pencil and paper handy to copy down some of the references that we give from time to time. Now, the life that counts. How can a Christian make his life count? Although a believer cannot lose his salvation, it's certainly true that he can waste his life so that it will not count for eternity. It has been rightly said, a fool is a man all of whose plans end in time. Let me repeat that. A fool is a man all of whose plans end in time. To avoid the tragedy of a wasted life, the Bible gives some good counsel. First, count the cost of being a true disciple of the Lord Jesus Christ. All believers are children of God, but not all are disciples in the finest sense of the word. The terms of true discipleship are spelled out in Matthew chapter 10 and Luke chapter 14. To summarize, to be a genuine disciple means giving up comforts and an earthly security. It means a life of self-denial. It means the enmity and ridicule of the world. It means forsaking all to follow the Lord Jesus Christ. If you want to be a true disciple of His, then make a deliberate commitment of your life to Him. Notice what it says in Romans 12:1. That's the 12th chapter of Romans and the first verse. I urge you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies a living and holy sacrifice, acceptable to God, which is your spiritual service of worship. God wants us to present our bodies a living and holy sacrifice to Him. We must come to a definite point of decision in this matter. This is the only reasonable thing to do in view of all that He has done for us. C.T. Studd, the great athlete, once said, "If Jesus Christ is God and died for me, then no sacrifice can be too great for me to make for Him." Our next point, abandon your life for Christ. The Savior said in Matthew 16:25, "Whosoever will lose his life for my sake shall find it." That was Matthew 16:25. In other words, if you want to know the full joy and happiness of life, you should live to please the Lord Jesus Christ, and not yourself. The one who lives selfishly is a miserable, unhappy person. The story is told of a man and his companion traveling in the mountains. It was bitterly cold, and both men were nearly frozen to death. About that time, they stumbled onto a man in the snow, unconscious and nearly dead from exposure. The first man suggested that they carry the nearly frozen man with them. The second man refused to help, saying that they had all they could do to save themselves. The second man moved on down the trail, while the first man managed to get the man on the ground onto his shoulders. Through the extra exertion, the first man began to warm up. Later, he came upon the second man frozen to death. And by the time the first man arrived at the village, the nearly frozen man that he had pulled from the snow had recovered consciousness. Isn't that a good example of losing your life and then finding it? Yes, and even saving the life of another. I would like for us to pause right here in our short program to allow you to make this decision. This decision of giving yourself wholly to the Lord, no matter what the cost. You will never be sorry of this decision. As we listen to the music, ponder whether your life is going to be one that counts for eternity. Listening to the Emmaus Bible Hour. This time we're talking about the very important subject of the life that counts. We're on chapter 12 of the Correspondence Course, Lessons for Christian Living. We've enjoyed this course and we think you will too. Stay tuned for more information at the close of the program. Another suggestion in the direction of the life that counts is burn your bridges behind you. There's a verse in Psalms that reads, "Bind the sacrifice with cords, even unto the horns of the altar." Make it as difficult as possible for yourself to turn back by severing all connections that would keep you from a life of wholehearted obedience and devotion to the Lord. There's a good verse in Luke, 9th chapter, 23rd verse. The Lord Jesus speaking, "If anyone wishes to come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me." That was Luke 9:23. During the Revolutionary War, General Washington came with his army to Brandywine Creek. After they had crossed the bridge spanning the stream, one of the soldiers asked him, "General, shall we burn the bridge or leave it there? After all, the enemy might drive us back and then we would need it to make good our retreat." Washington gave a memorable reply, "Burn the bridge. It is victory or death." This is also good advice in spiritual matters. Burn your bridges behind you. Another suggestion, don't be sidetracked. So many start off well, but then they lose the vision and slip back into their old routine. Good-paying jobs divert many. Interesting careers lure others away. Unwise marriages have been the downfall of many a would-be disciple. The Lord Jesus said, "No man having put his hand to the plow and looking back is fit for the kingdom of God." Someone has written, "When the liquid iron flows from the blast furnace, it may be run into any mold, but it soon cools and hardens and obstinately keeps its shape in spite of hammers." If young men and women could only see the possibilities of their youth and the issues that hang on early choices as clearly as they will see them someday, there would be fewer wasted mornings of life and fewer gloomy sunsets. We repeat, don't be sidetracked. Next, live to serve. Matthew 20:28. The Son of Man came not to be ministered unto, but to minister. That reference was Matthew 20:28. True greatness lies in serving others. Don't try to be on the receiving line. In Acts 20:35 we read, "It is more blessed to give than to receive." That was Acts 20:35. And then crown him Lord of all. If Christ rules in your life, your days will really count for eternity. Borden of Yale, a young man from a prominent family with great possibilities, chose to crown him Lord of all. It was his desire to take the gospel to China. His prayer was, "Lord Jesus, I take my hands off. As far as my life is concerned, I put thee on the throne of my heart. Change, cleanse, use me as thou shalt choose. I take the full power of thy Holy Spirit. I thank thee." As you think of this matter of crowning him Lord of all, we should like to impress on you that Christianity is not a pleasant pastime, but a passionate quest. It is not an easy life, but a struggle. It costs nothing to become a Christian, but it costs everything to be one. It is not popularity, but persecution. Not comfort, but a cross. But it is the best life. You serve the best of masters. Your wages are good, but you like your work even better than your wages. Your rewards are wonderful, both now and in eternity. We urge you, therefore, to give your life to Christ. Give him your very best. Hold nothing back. May it be your supreme joy to hear him say to you at last, "Well done, thou good and faithful servant. Enter thou into the joy of the Lord." The life that counts. We hope it will be yours. And thus we complete Lesson 12 of the course, Lessons for Christian Living. Those of you studying along with us should at this time complete the final exam and send it to us. Possibly you've been saying, "I would really like to have a set of those lessons." If so, listen carefully for our address and information in just a few moments. If you've enjoyed this series, or if you have questions, please write to us. The next time we come your way, we'll be reviewing this complete series in one broadcast. Let us say in closing that it is our prayer that you may have the life that counts, that you will someday hear these words, "Well done, thou good and faithful servant. Enter into the joy of thy Lord."